AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. This just in, Pennsylvania authorities have reported a gas explosion at a nursing home outside Philadelphia with people trapped inside. Consumer confidence has been dropping. AP's Mike Hempin.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell nearly 4 points this month to 89. That is close to the 85 reading in April, when Trump rolled out his import taxes on U.S. trading partners. A measure of American short-term expectations for their income, business conditions, and the job market remains stable, but well below 80. That is the marker that can signal a recession ahead. It was the 11th straight month that reading has come in under 80. I'm Mike Hempin.
AP's River Zhang reports on the removal of nearly 30 career diplomats from ambassadorial positions.
According to two State Department officials, the chiefs of mission in at least 29 countries were informed last week that their tenures would end in January. All of the diplomats took up their posts during the Biden administration and had survived an initial purge early in Trump's second term and mainly targeted political appointees. That changed on Wednesday when they began receiving notices from Washington informing them of their imminent departures.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on George Conway, a critic of President Trump, taking a step to run for Congress.
A seat being vacated by retiring Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler. The Manhattan District is a hot ticket, with JFK's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, also mounting a run, along with lawmakers, including Micah Lasher, community leaders, and others who want the seat. The open primary is June. The district basically stretches from the bottom to the top of Manhattan and is heavily Democratic. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. AP's Karen Shamas reports on frequent Israeli settler violence in the West Bank.
Israeli settlers have attacked a Palestinian home in the south of the Israeli-occupied West Bank overnight as part of what are frequent Israeli settler attacks in the territory. Amir Dawood, who directs an office documenting such frequent attacks, said the Israeli settlers smashed a door and a window of the home, firing tear gas inside that sent three Palestinian children under the age of 4 to hospital. Although Israeli police claim to have arrested 5 settlers in this incident, Dawood confirmed it was the second settler attack on the family in less than 2 months, and that it was part of systemic Israeli settler violence that is carried out frequently without punishment from Israeli officials. Israeli settler violence on Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank has surged in recent months, with an average of 8 attacks daily being recorded by the UN during October's olive harvest alone. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.